JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Given what we've seen in the dairy, although flat this morning, flattish, it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a pause in the upward momentum in dairy prices. So Global Dairy Trade Price Index has fallen 0.6%, so less than a 1% fall. So I don't think that's a material fall, is it? The index was pulled lower by a 2.5% fall in skim milk powder. I think that's probably the most significant move across the products. Skim milk powder, when I look at it, it's really been range trading sort of since last August in a sort of a 2,700, 2,900 range. The key milk, whole milk powder product, that category fell 0.2%. That's more or less unchanged, isn't it? Yeah. That's the product that's been on a pretty strong upward trend. That trend hasn't been without retracements along the way, remember, so it's, you know, it's not been a straight upward line. I think, isn't it all about just holding the current levels now? I mean, the payout is at a pretty good level, so I think you've achieved that. Look, butter was up 2.2%, Mike. I would make the comment that, remember, these commodity prices do eventually feed through to the supermarket, as we saw in the food price index data last week. So it's good for producers, but consumers do pay the price in the end, don't they?
That is true. Michelle from the bank yesterday, geez, it was all on 25 points until she started talking, and then it was all upside risk and don't go spending any money, it's all over.
I think it was the most begrudging quarter of a percent fall I've seen in a while. So, yeah, we've got the RBNZ today, Mike. We won't spend too much time on that. It's time to wait and get the announcement, really, isn't it? 50 basis points is priced in. The RBNZ can see the spare capacity in the market. They've already signalled this. It's the forward projections, I think, are less clear. And some of this came through in the RBA commentary as well, because inflation in the US has stopped falling. We here have got hints of inflation. We've got elevated trade policy uncertainty. So I think it's all about the outlook. Yeah, it was a super begrudging call from the RBA yesterday. The cash rate dropped 25 basis points to 4.1%. The hawkish call, it's the hawkish cut, as it's been called, I think, was that's probably a good description. And that came through in the language in the statement and was reinforced by the language used by Governor Michelle Bullock at the subsequent press conference. They said progress has been made on inflation, but they're cautious about their outlook. Upside risks remain. Some recent labour data has been unexpectedly strong. They do seem a bit worried about the labour market, Mike. The central forecast for their inflation, they've actually moved it up a little in 2026. And I think you were just talking about the jobs market. They've moved down their unemployment rate forecast to 4.2, the peak. It was at 4.5. We're looking, you know, we're at 5.
Exactly.
We're above that and we're still going. I think one aspect that should be reflected in today's RBNZ commentary that was evident there was this highlighting of global uncertainty. And you can't articulate that in the forecast, can you? Because it's uncertain, because that inherent nature of it, but it will feature.
Exactly.
We will.
The Heartland Bank thing, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but banks in general of late have been putting less and less aside for troubled loans, and yet suddenly, bang, it's 50 million.
Yeah, this was surprising, I think, yesterday. So NZX reporting season, no announcement yesterday, but this interesting news flow. Heartland Bank, not one of the majors, but it's part of the banking environment, isn't it? Yesterday announced an impairment expense of just under $50 million, and that's in response to the impact of ongoing deterioration of economic conditions. So they've effectively reassessed the potential to not recover these loans. The loans go bad. In this case, it relates mainly to arrears within the bank's motor finance and their business lending portfolio. So you get the weak economic conditions, you lose your job, you can't repay your loan, your business is losing money, you can't repay your loan. Heartland is getting tougher on debt collections, but you need to put this, let's call it $50 million in context. Last year, they made profit of 74.5. So 50 million is a great big chunk of the potential profit. So it's a big number, and the market did not like that. So the share price hit about 15%, which is quite a big move. Shall we contrast it to the Turners announcement?
Yeah, quick one. Are they the new Briscoes and Freightways? They seem to be able to do no wrong.
Exactly. So they released their full-year profit announcement, pushed guidance up from 50 to 53 million. This is despite the challenging economic conditions. If they get there, fifth consecutive record result, and that includes their motor finance division. So in stark contrast to Heartland, it just goes to show that sometimes different businesses can do different outcomes in the same conditions, can't they?
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Well, the Dow Jones has fallen 75 points, but it's only 0.17%, so nothing major, 44,470. Small rise in the S&P 500, 6117, and small fall as we look at the moment in the NASDAQ. It's just gone under 20,000, 19,991. The FTSE 100, 8766, barely moved overnight. The Nikkei gained 0.25% overnight. The Shanghai Composite lost almost 1%, actually closed at 3324. The ASX 200, after that announcement, lost 0.2%, 8481. We lost 18 points in the NZX 50, 13,051. Kiwi dollar, 0.5703 against the US, 0.8980 Aussie, 0.5454 euro, 0.4522 pounds, 86.59 against the Japanese yen. Gold surged overnight, Mike, $2,932, and Brent crude, $75.63.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmawealth.co.nz.